Get informed, get inspired, and get connected. CannabisRadio.com presents NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. The National Cannabis Industry Association is the only national trade organization representing the businesses of the legal cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice covers a range of topics, including the rapidly evolving political and policy changes that affect our industry, news and events of importance to cannabis professionals, and features on companies, individuals, and campaigns at the cutting edge of the cannabis industry. NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice begins now.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm the Communications and Projects Manager at the National Cannabis Industry Association. And as this episode airs, we are heading into 3 days of NCIA's 8th Annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days in Washington, D.C. Super exciting time. My guest today on the show is Donna Shields from the Holistic Cannabis Academy. She is co-founder and a registered dietitian nutritionist and consults for many Fortune 100 food brands. She also is a cookbook author in her own right and contributed to the beautifully photographed The Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook. Welcome to the show, Donna. I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
Well, thanks so much, Bethany. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, thank you. So let's talk, let's hear more about you and your background for the listeners. What have you been doing before getting involved in the cannabis industry and doing all this cool stuff with education around cannabis? What were you doing before?
Well, Bethany, like most people in the cannabis industry, we all had another life before this. And mine actually started in the U.S. Army, of all places. I went into the Army Medical Corps right out of college. I came out of an interesting program at Boston University in nutrition communications. And it was really designed for those of us who had an interest in nutrition but didn't want to go into the traditional field of being a hospital dietitian. And so it was a very innovative program at the time. And after I did a stint in the Army, I really spent the bulk of my career working for food companies, writing for magazines, doing spokesperson work for food brands, developing health promotional programs. So it all really came under this big umbrella of nutrition and health marketing. And that's really what sort of set the stage for me, I think, years later, as I now find myself in the wellness and health area of cannabis. It's really a reflection of the many things that I did much earlier in my career.
Gotcha. Yeah, I bet your refrigerator looks a lot healthier than mine.
We'll have to work on that.
Cool. I like my carrots and my hummus, though, so I think that's on the right track. So how did you get into cannabis? A lot of people have a personal story that sparked them to be brave and start fighting for legalization and medical rights. What's yours?
Mine is very personal, as it is, I think, for many people. I was diagnosed with breast cancer about 5 years ago. Ooh. And while I followed a conventional treatment path, I was also very adamant that I wanted something more. And the something more included cannabis, as well as a very rigorous ketogenic diet, Reiki, energy medicine, other holistic modalities that I really layered on top of my conventional treatment of radiation and surgeries. And my co-founder, Laura Logano, sort of came to it in a similar way, very personally. Laura has a daughter who's now 22, a daughter with special needs. And over her lifetime has worked with Isabella to make remarkable strides through many different modalities and using the magic of cannabinoid therapy was one of those things that helped that family. So Laura and I both came to this business through personal journeys.
Yes. Yeah, it is amazing to see how many different applications we're finding the cannabis plant can assist with. And as you said, you know, as a supplementary product or healing method to the other traditional ways of treating illnesses or cancer. So it's great as we continue to explore all the different applications for it. And as you mentioned, Reiki and yoga and other things, that was one of the things when Holistic Cannabis Academy joined NCIA, I personally was so excited to have you on board because I knew that that was a thing and that these all kind of go together under a similar umbrella of health, wellness, healing, self-healing. So it's really great to see all these things coming together under the umbrella of Holistic Cannabis Academy. And I love that word holistic so much. So more about Holistic Cannabis Academy. What are you doing now? And what inspired you and your co-founder, Laura, to launch this?
Well, we have both worked as consultants our entire careers, more years than I would care to mention right now, working in the food industry and the supplement industry. So we know our way around health communications, and we are very experienced in working with the health practitioner community. And we looked around and said, oh my gosh, no one knows anything about this topic. And we saw that as a big gap and also a very big opportunity that we wanted to fill. And so that was really the genesis for us starting this business. We launched in April of 2016 with the online Holistic Cannabis Summit, mm-hmm. which was done in the summit model. It was an event over 4 days online with about 28 speakers. And we brought about 17,000 people to that event worldwide. So we said, wow. We're onto something here.
Yeah, you think?
And yeah, it was awesome. And so from that, we built the Academy, which is really the deep dive program that we have today. And it is really designed for the health practitioner who wants to get competent and confident in this area of cannabinoid medicine, wants to integrate it into their existing practice, mm-hmm. or we find many people are looking for a way to kind of move their business, move their career into this area of cannabis coaching, cannabis counseling. And so we're attracting that kind of a professional who sees this as really a big career opportunity, which it certainly is. And by way of our name, Holistic, our philosophy is quite different than what we have seen other people do in the education space, because our belief is that while cannabis is, yes, it's a great healing tool, but it's not the silver bullet. It is mm-hmm. not the be-all and end-all, and it will work much better when you integrate it with other lifestyle changes. An awesome diet, meditation, exercise, acupuncture, yoga, all of these things that we know make for healing. And so everything we do in our curriculum is really focused around this idea of integrating the plant and showing people how to use it in concert with these other kinds of healing modalities.
Gotcha. Okay. So primarily your audience is the health practitioner that wants to know more. And there's also other individuals that want to, get their tool belt full so that they can go on and consult and help others outside of the traditional medical field, which is great. My mother was a nurse for 30 years. And I remember talking with her a few years ago about cannabis and the endocannabinoid system in our bodies. And she said to me, they definitely did not teach us anything about that. And no one talks about it in the medical field. She's been retired for many years. But, you know, it sounds like Holistic Cannabis Academy is helping to fill that gap that the medical community isn't teaching their students and their nurses and doctors yet. And hopefully we can empower more and more medical professionals to include the science of cannabis in healing. That sounds like your goal.
It absolutely is. We are looking to change the face of healthcare and the way healthcare is viewed. And we think that medical cannabis can lead the way in making many changes that are needed in our healthcare system. And it's really a way to empower the patient. You know, a lot of this change is really being driven by the consumer. They are going to their practitioners and saying, hey, what about this? And mm-hmm. it's forcing the professional community to stop, take a look, and they eventually are finding their way to us and realizing mm-hmm. this train is leaving the station and I better get on it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and chat more with Donna Shields from the Holistic Cannabis Academy. Stay tuned.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th to the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Be one of the first to register today at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected with more of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, only on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore, talking with Donna Shields from the Holistic Cannabis Academy about integrating cannabis into the mainstream health and wellness field and medical field and normalizing it as part of everyday healing. So Donna, in thinking about cannabis education, about both health and policy, and you know, our industry is hosting tons of conferences, sharing information, raising the bar, breaking down stigmas, all that stuff we talked about. Let's talk about that and how much information is out there now, even in just the last few years, the amount of information about actually how cannabis heals or can heal is growing exponentially. Are you seeing that as well?
Oh, absolutely. When we started 3 years ago, people were still afraid of us. And when I say that, I mean our colleagues. Quite frankly, we would exhibit at medical and health professional conferences. We were speaking at a lot of these meetings, and it was still very much pushing a rock uphill. That has changed dramatically over the last 3 years, which of course is wonderful. And one of the things that we have really noticed is that one of the entry points that is really drawing people in is not so much medical cannabis, but it's the explosion that's occurring right now with CBD products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't look anywhere without seeing a new brand, somebody's selling it, talking about it, pets, people, it's everywhere. And so it really has become an entry point for the average consumer and even for the professional. And so we're finding that that's been a great way for us to start the conversation with people who might have been a little bit nervous about medical cannabis. And sometimes, you know, the practitioner says, gee, is this within my scope of practice to talk to my patients about cannabis? Can I lose my license? So there's a lot of real concerns that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can step back a bit and couch that conversation around CBD, well, we find they're a lot more receptive. And so we think it's really been a good thing that CBD has given us a way now to approach people. It's more accessible, and they just feel a little more comfortable around it. And it's become such a hot topic with our community and the questions that we get, that it really prompted us to launch something new, which we did just a few weeks ago. We launched a sister site called shopholisticcbd.com. And this was really our response as a way to answer some of the questions and do some of the legwork for people, because ultimately people want to know, what should I buy? And so what we're attempting to do here on Shop Holistic CBD is really vet products. And we have a checklist that we go through. And right now there's a few brands on there that are just happen to be Colorado brands, but we'll be expanding it certainly. But it's a way for us to do the legwork. And so when a consumer comes to that site, we want them to feel pretty confident that the Holistic Cannabis Academy has vetted these brands, they're good quality, mm-hmm. and they can feel pretty comfortable making some choices from what they see there. So that's one thing that we're doing to try and draw people in and give them the kind of information that they're looking for.
Right, right. So they're not going down a rabbit hole on the internet. You're creating a one-stop shop. And it is interesting that CBD is getting more hype and interest and praise, and creating the idea of cannabis as medicine is a lot more accessible. And I guess CBD is just less scary for the average bear. And there's also the idea of educating members of Congress and the regulators and just the general public in general, and the resources that you're creating are helpful, I think, for them as well. What are your thoughts around that?
I couldn't agree with you more, Bethany. You know, we spend, it's funny, you know, once you get into this cannabis industry, we all, it's like any business, I think you kind of get in your own little bubble. And you think everybody knows what you know, and they have the level of sophistication and knowledge that you do. But in fact, you know, after a while, we're kind of preaching to the choir here. We're all talking to ourselves. And while that's great that we want a well-educated industry, the reality is that our job is really to reach out to other audiences like those in the legislation to make sure they really understand what this is about, which it's so critically important to getting policy changes made, as well as, you know, our world that we know very well is the health professional community. So we really spend the bulk of our time talking to those folks. We certainly want people in the cannabis industry to know who we are and the work that we're doing, but our work is really outside this industry. So I'm a big proponent that we all need to do a better job of getting out of our little inner bubble and preaching the word to everybody else out there.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, if you were to walk up to a group of cannabis industry professionals and listen in on their conversation, and you're not in the cannabis industry, I'm sure half their conversation would sound like Greek. And I'm sure these regulators and members of Congress kind of feel the same way. because we've created our own lexicon and jargon, and I'm sure we have tons of acronyms, just like every other industry as well, that mean nothing to somebody else who doesn't know. So you are one of the few NCIA members, I think, that are actually attending non-cannabis industry conferences. You mentioned going to the medical conferences that literally you're probably the only person or the only exhibitor booth there talking about cannabis. Is that kind of how you feel?
That's exactly it. We are the lone wolves out there. And and actually we love that because certainly when we are at these non-cannabis meetings, we're unique, and our booths are quite busy, to say the least. People are curious. So that's good for us. And, you know, little by little, we are also taking other steps to really ingrain ourselves in these other industries. And a really good example of that is that we are working with some of these other health professional organizations to get our program approved for continuing education credit hours. Because you have all these other types of practitioners, everyone needs their CE credits. So if they're going to spend money on education, they want it to be able to count. So we've worked very hard with some groups here in the US as well as in Canada. And I'm delighted that the really forward-thinking ones get it. They understand that this is an area that their members need to know about, and they've reviewed our program. They have approved us for CE credits, and that is the kind of thing that we need to be doing in these other industries, is making ourselves relevant to their work.
Yeah, that's great. Before we break for commercial, when you're at these non-cannabis events, I'm curious if there's like one or two common recurring questions or concerns, if there's a theme to the messaging gap that we as an industry should know about so we can hone in on it. Is there something like that emerging?
You know, it is so elementary. It's really the kinds of questions that are like, what's the difference between hemp and marijuana? Okay. Can CBD get me high? I mean, these are very elementary questions. So I think for us as an industry, what it says to us is really make the message simple, because the rest of the world does not know what we know.
Got it. Cool. Well, we are going to take another commercial break, but we'll be right back to talk more with Donna Shields from the Holistic Cannabis Academy. Stay tuned.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Do you have new ideas that you believe will make a difference in the cannabis industry? Looking to make your brand or service stand out? The first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo is seeking sponsors and speakers for its inaugural event August 24th through the 26th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners are all welcome to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Grow with us in this groundbreaking event, the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th through the 26th at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected with more of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Okay, we're back, finishing up our conversation today with Donna Shields from the Holistic Cannabis Academy here on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. So I'm sure there's a bunch of people in the industry that would probably like to meet you, and I recently saw you at the Q2 Colorado Quarterly Cannabis Caucus. Boy, that's hard to say. And I was so happy to run into you so we could pick up our conversation, because I do remember signing you guys up as members back in 2016 when you joined. And like I said, I was so excited to see one of these holistic companies coming forth, because I knew it was going to happen any minute now. So hopefully we'll see you again in July at our Colorado Quarterly Cannabis Caucuses as well. Do you all travel to any of the other regions, or primarily Colorado at this stage?
Well, Laura, who is my co-founder, she is based on the East Coast, so she usually represents us at the caucus meetings that happen in that region of the country. And so it works out rather well that we can each kind of take a different area of the country. Last year, Bethany, I was delighted to have been accepted to speak at the NCIA meeting that was in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And I put together a panel titled Shifting the Healthcare Paradigm. Nice. Medical Cannabis Leads the Way. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. But we certainly are always interested in getting in front of the cannabis industry audience and really making them aware to the opportunities, because I think that whether you're an edible producer, you running a dispensary, I think that accessing the health professional community is something that's underutilized by us as an industry. And I think if you can get those practitioners in your community on board with your business, they can be wonderful ambassadors for you if they like what you're doing. And the reality is that patients listen to what the doctor says, to what the massage therapist recommends, to what the acupuncture may tell them. And so the notion of starting to build relationships with all of these kinds of allied health professionals in your community can be a really good thing for the cannabis industry.
I totally agree. Yeah. Well, we were glad to have you at last year's Cannabis Business Summit and Expo. And that was our final year in Oakland, because we broke the convention center. We were too big. So that is why we've moved to the San Jose area, where we can spread out a little bit. So that conference overall was great. And in that panel, I hope we get a chance to do something like that again in the future. What do you like most about our conferences in general?
Well, it represents such a diverse crowd. I think that's one of the things that strikes me when I go to these meetings. It's not a homogeneous group because you have so many different facets of the industry that's represented. And I often find sometimes talking to people that I think are in a business that may be unrelated to what I'm doing. And then, there's just something in the conversation that sparks an idea. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I really ought to follow up on that. Or so-and-so knows this person who could be a really great contact for us. And things that don't seem like they might be a fit necessarily on the surface end up being a wonderful networking opportunity. So, I think that's probably what most of us really get out of a lot of these events. It is the networking and the relationship building that occurs.
Oh, yeah. Good old-fashioned, organic networking, meeting people, shaking hands, having a conversation and finding what you have in common. We have some great people in our industry, and even though the conferences are, you know, exhausting and tiring, they're also really energizing and interesting and exciting. And there's all the faces that I only get to see, you know, two or three times a year because they live across the country. And it's a wonderful feeling of reunion with like, we're part of this gigantic, like, 10,000 person family. And
right.
it's like a big reunion and getting to meet some new cousins you never met before. So we're as we wrap the show up here, as NCIA, you know, we're going into our eighth year as industry association, and our three pillars as an organization is advocacy, education, and community. And the education one I just want to bring to light here. We have these committees that have formed over the last year or so of different specific areas in the industry. And they're starting to produce really thoughtful papers, white papers, whatever you want to call them, reports. And our industry reports and webinars section of our website is filling up super fast as well. So there's more to come. And I love how much our industry and our NCIA membership, the wealth of knowledge that we collectively have and the way we are educating each other is incredibly inspiring and empowering. And I love that word, empowering. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where we, as the industry association and our body of membership, which is over 1,500 companies right now, where we're going to go and just the massive amounts of information that we're going to have available. And you guys are a part of that.
Well, you know, we're delighted to be playing in this space right now. And, you know, we started out as an educational organization, and that certainly is our primary focus. You know, we're now moving into the consulting area and working with other companies who can benefit from the kind of expertise that we bring to the party. So we're totally stoked about what the future holds for not only us at the Academy, but for the industry as a whole.
It's really exciting to see up and up as we go. I think we are fresh out of time here, but it's been really great talking with you, Donna, and I look forward to seeing you in July at our quarterly cannabis caucuses. And of course, our Cannabis Business Summit and Expo is at the end of July as well. And overall, just looking to see what we all do as we go forward. It's a super exciting time. For people interested in attending one of NCIA's events, head to our website, www.thecannabisindustry.org, and you can navigate around our website to find our events, blog resources, industry reports, and I'm just going to drop this hint. We are going to be redesigning our website later this summer to make it even more user-friendly for our members and visitors to our website to get information. So I'm super psyched about that as well. Donna, do you want to drop your website for people that want to reach out to Holistic Cannabis Academy?
Sure. Our URL is holisticcannabisacademy.com. And you can also take a look at shopholisticcbd.com. Both of those have email functions on them. So feel free to drop me a note if you have a question, you're curious about how maybe we might help you as another facet of the industry, because partnerships and collaborations are really how all our boats are going to rise up together. So we are always interested in making new relationships.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, thanks again for being on the show, Donna. It's been wonderful to have you on and chat with you again. We have run right on out of time. But thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.